When she reached the top, she laughed outright, for the bear's bedroom was the funniest she had ever seen. In the middle of the room stood a great big bed. On one side of it, there was a middling-sized bed, and on the other side, there was a teeny tiny bed. Goldilocks was sleepy, so she thought she would lie down and have a little nap. First, she got upon the great big bed, but it was just as hard as the great big chair had been, so she jumped off and tried the middling-sized bed, but it was so soft that she sank right down into the feather cushions and was nearly smothered. "I will try the teeny-tiny bed," she said, and so she did, and it was so comfortable that she soon fell fast asleep. Whilst she lay there, dreaming of all sorts of pleasant things, the three bears came home from their walk, very hungry and quite ready for their dinners. But oh dear me, how cross the great big bear looked when he saw his spoon had been used and thrown under the table. "Who's been tasting my soup?" he cried in a great big voice. "And who's been tasting mine?" cried the middling-sized bear in a middling-sized voice. "But who's been tasting mine and tasted it all up?" cried the poor little teeny-tiny bear in a teeny-tiny voice, with the tears running down his teeny-tiny face. When the great big bear went to sit down in his great big chair, he cried out in his great big voice, "Who's been sitting on my chair?" And the middling-sized bear cried in a middling-sized voice, "Who's been sitting on my chair?" But the teeny-tiny bear cried out in a teeny-tiny voice of anger, "Who's been sitting on my chair and sat the bottom out?" By this time, the bears were sure that someone had been in their house quite lately, so they looked about to see if someone were not still there. There was certainly no one downstairs, so they went up the staircase to their bedroom. As soon as the great big bear looked at his bed, he cried out in his great big voice, "Who's been lying on my bed?" And the middling-sized bear, seeing that the coverlet was all rumpled, cried out in a middling-sized voice, "Who's been lying on my bed?" But the teeny-tiny bear cried out in a teeny-tiny voice of astonishment, "Who's been lying on my bed and lies there still?" Now, when the great big bear began to speak, Goldilocks dreamt that there was a bee buzzing in the room, and when the middling-sized bear began to speak, she dreamt that it was flying out of the window. But when the teeny-tiny bear began to speak, she dreamt that the bee had come back and stung her on the ear, and up she jumped. Oh, how frightened she was when she saw the three bears standing beside her. She hopped out of bed and in a second was out through the open window. Never stopping to wonder if the fall had hurt her, she got up and ran and ran and ran until she could go no further, always thinking that the bears were close behind her. And when at length she fell down in a heap on the ground, because she was too tired to run any more, it was her own mother who picked her up, because in her fright she had run straight home without knowing it. Tales from the Nursery. Narration, Katie Haig. Sound, Frédéric Cormier. The Wren and the Bear. One summer's day, the bear and the wolf were walking in the forest, and the bear heard a bird singing very sweetly and said, "Brother Wolf, what kind of bird is that which is singing so delightfully?"
"That is the king of the birds, before whom we must do reverence," replied the wolf,
but it was only the wren.
"If that be so," said the bear, "I should like to see his royal palace. Come, lead me to it."
"That cannot be as you like," replied the wolf. "You must wait till the queen returns."
Soon afterward, the queen arrived with some food in her bill, and the king, too, to feed their young ones, and the bear would have gone off to see them. But the wolf, pulling his ear, said,
"No, you must wait till the king and the queen are both off again."
So, after observing